final passage reads, "On that fated land, a great war shall transpire. Darkness will prevail, and light expire." This world is full of light. It's a world comprised of many smaller worlds, all connected, stretching as far as the eye can see. One great light protects us all. All worlds share one light, one fate.
I take it you're talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Yep.
In ancient times, people believed that light was a gift from an unseen land. The name of Kingdom Hearts. But Kingdom Hearts was safeguarded by its counterpart, the Keyblade. Warriors vied for that precious light, thus beginning the Keyblade War. All of this was decided.
You really think you can change the future?
All of this was decided.
The truth is what you see with your eyes.
It's not what you hear.
Sounds like your trip around the world opened your eyes, but you got a little bit more than you anticipated.
You must have seen a lot of darkness.
So you're saying the weak feel the need to justify their actions to maintain a sense of self. Can't let that slide. I suppose letting false light dictate the future might be a pretty lousy move. So, you can make a change. You have that power. What do you want for the world? You believe the world needs you. Sounds like you already know where you're headed. If you truly possess great power, the darkness can't control you.
All of this was decided.
You really think you can change the future?
All of this was decided.
The truth is what you see with your eyes.
It's not what you hear.
All of this was decided.
Why not just sit back and watch it play out?
All of this was decided.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Who are you really? Some kind of fortune teller?
Well, I could lie, tell you that's what I am, when I'm actually a brilliant artist, even a scholar. I could tell you that I dream of world peace, when I'm actually planning for its destruction. The truth is what you see with your eyes, not what you hear.
All of this was decided.
You really think you can change the future?
All of this was decided.
The truth is what you see with your eyes,
not what you hear.
All of this was decided.
Why not just sit back and watch it play out?
All of this was decided.
May your heart be your guiding key. Your heart be your guiding key.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and so soon after last night's episode. We talked about wanting some news, we talked about the silence when it came to the Kingdom Hearts series, and our prayers were answered with a little bit of Missing Link juice for us to sip on today. See if we can dig up any wild theories, analysis. I've got a few ideas as it is that I'm excited to share. But again, before I could even think about sharing any of those ideas, we got to give a major shout out and love to the Sages of the Lodge, the beautiful names you see on your screen who have either become YouTube channel members, donate directly through the link in the description just to support the Lodge, throw a little love my way. Again, I do this because I love it and everything else is a bonus. But anyway, much love to them and much love to Dominic R, who became our newest sage last night. But yeah, anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. I'm glad that there's a number of you in here already. A lot of early birds. Love seeing a lot of sages in the chat. Look, I don't know how long today's episode is going to be. I feel like this could go for 45 minutes or it could go for 2-3 hours. I don't know. But we finally got some good news. Wanted to go live, hang with you guys, talk about it a little bit, see if we can come up with anything crazy. Yeah, just to get started, let's pull this up. Adonai, we're going to talk about the numerology. Adonai, we're going to talk about it. Don't you worry. Nomura is an absolute sicko. And yeah, we are going to talk about it. But anyway, for those who may not have heard, actually, let me see here. Let's actually start this way. Let's pull this up over here. Here is what used to be the Kingdom Hearts Union Cross Twitter account has now shifted into Kingdom Hearts Missing Link with the official hashtag KHML. This is for those of you who may be out of the loop. Maybe you didn't see my video this morning. Maybe you didn't see the update, you know, out there on the interwebs. But anyway, the Union Cross account has shifted to the Missing Link account. As we see, we have a brand new banner image, which we're going to blow it up and analyze it. We have a lot to talk about, especially this right here. But yeah, new banner image, completely rebranded this over here. And yeah, then we have this image as well, which they just pinned to the top of their page. And I think there's something to be said about all these images. So anyway, all the big news comes from the Kingdom Hearts Missing Link Twitter page, which used to be Union Cross. It morphed over today, and they threw up some images for us to chew on. So anyway, let's get this out of the way and take a close look at what we've been fed today. But first, let's see what's going on in the chat. Hey, yo, the Master of Masters himself has become a Sage of the Lodge. If everybody, whether you're hanging with us on YouTube or Twitch, throw some love in the chat for the Master of Masters himself becoming a Sage of the Lodge here on this beautiful day. Beautiful day with Kingdom Hearts Missing Link news. But anyway, let's see what you guys are getting into here. Alchemy is real, peeps. Oh boy, what am I missing? Do you think there are any clues in the banner? I do think there are clues in the banner that we will get to soon. Gematria is real, peeps. Yeah, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Gematria will tell you the truth before it even gets here. This was an unexpected goodie. I wasn't expecting Missing Link news until next year. Me neither. Honestly, I didn't expect anything Kingdom Hearts until after Rebirth came out, or at least close to the FF7 Rebirth release date. We could stretch it. We are Kingdom Hearts fans after all. Absolutely. We're gonna stretch it big time. Again, we got enough to talk about for quite a little while. I see Con Donahue is back. Lanny, how's it going? New Missing Link news has me super excited. Me too. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're out here. Rox13, Prod, what's going on? Corey Sarakis, Lanza Masters. Oh man, everybody came out. Everybody came out. Okay. All right, it is feasting time indeed, Jordan Krupka. Feasting time indeed. So anyway, let's take a look at this image. So as we can see, we have a pretty industrial look, and I'll pull us around. Pretty industrial look of Scala ad Kylum. So it looks like a Scala that is being built. It looks like some kind of dome, stadium, or maybe even a residency is being built right here. And again, it's kind of interesting to see that they have this sort of industrial age technology available to them. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, or perhaps the smoking gun. And that's, if we look all the way over here, in fact, let me correct this a little bit. That look familiar to you guys? Does that look familiar to you guys right here on this tower? Let's refresh the memories for those who may not remember, but this was like the official sigil for Missing Link. And, you know, we did a whole podcast episode on this image alone, trying to decode it and see what we could pull out of it. So if that interests you, be sure to look that up. But that exact symbol, we can see right here. And now I'm starting to wonder if it's supposed to be like a clock or function sort of like a clock. You guys know what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's look at some of the more finer details. Check this out. So I see some people throwing out Hollow Bastion in the chat. Let's talk about that for a minute. When we look down here at these pipes, everything hanging down here, total Hollow Bastion vibes. total Hollow Bastion vibes. You know, whether we're looking at these pipes, this sort of conveyor belt looking thing right here. All right, let's start making predictions. Maybe little micro theories. To me, it looks like they're going to build the Ark. That's what it looks like to me. Like they're building the Ark in one way or another. I don't know if maybe that's what this ends up being a symbol for in one way or another. But when I look at these pipes down here giving me total Hollow Bastion vibes or Radiant Garden, take your pick. I can't help but think, like, you know, consider that, you know, with this giving you Hollow Bastion, Radiant Garden vibes, do remember that's where Subject X is being hidden. You know, so we have to consider that and everything we know about Xehanort and, you know, quote unquote, you know, Mama Scald, who appears to be like a descendant of Scald herself, being Xehanort's mom. And then again, with the pipes at the bottom, it all reeks of Hollow Bastion, Radiant Garden, the Ark, everything about it. And let me clarify, they're not going to build the Ark, they're going to rebuild. Rebuild. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to build. Because they were there in Union Cross. Hey, yo, everybody in the chat, give it up for Skazfish, our newest Sage of the Lodge, joining company with the Master of Masters, Skazfish. Thank you so much, dude. Welcome to the squad. Welcome to the squad, man. I see Sonny Novus is here. Sonny, we were going to bring you up in just a minute, actually. I hadn't considered arcs. I just assumed pipes and Scala looked that way. Yeah, you know, it's just giving me a vibe. You know what I mean? We have a very loose evidence for anything with these images, but I'm just getting the vibe. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Since the symbol is in the tower, maybe it represents the Society of Heirs. Okay, I could get to that. I could get behind that. That maybe this is a tower that maybe only the Blue Bloods are allowed in, and it's like the Blue Blood sigil. And then imagine, yo, so imagine this becomes the sigil for the Blue Bloods, right? The Society of Bearers, the Wielders. But then imagine within Missing Link context, the ones who bear the Blue Blood sigil become traitors, or they become traitors within a Missing Link context, right? So yeah, maybe the Society of Heirs bears this sigil, and that Society of Heirs, maybe they become traitorous or have a coup d'etat happen within it. Who knows? Just spitballing here. Hey, Lanny, don't tell Kay this, but I'm making a video for him. Oh, my lips are sealed, man. My lips are sealed. You're welcome. Well, thank you again, Skazfish. Thank you. Look, all I ask is that you come hang out, chill, talk it up in the chat. Again, like I said in the intro, everything else is a bonus. It could also be a position on the clock. Yeah, I don't rule out that this could be some sort of timekeeping mechanism. You know? Maybe something above a sundial, but below a conventional clock. Who knows? Sonny Nova says, I can't wait to customize my avatar. You already know the drip in this game is going to be tight. Yeah, you know, I've talked about this on some other episodes, but we would really be missing out if Nomura did not use this game as an opportunity to just go buck wild with outfits. Just go buck wild. You know, Nomura, you know, his ambitions when he was younger, he wanted to be a fashion designer. And we see how that translated into, you know, his video game designs. I would love to see him kind of harness that part of himself, Sonny, and, you know, really make some crazy cool outfits and skins. All right. So let's keep looking around. Again, we talked about the pipes down here. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit more. But we have to consider, like, that all these places are connected. That a lot of the Kingdom Hearts original worlds, they're all connected in one way or another. And, like, maybe, and I'm just spitballing here, right? It's what us Kingdom Hearts fans do best. Like, maybe some of these worlds, like Radiant Garden and Traverse Town, maybe they both were just different sectors of Scala. You know, when I think about a lot of the original worlds, be it Traverse Town, or maybe, what did I just say? Hollow Bastion and Radiant Garden, Twilight Town. You know, maybe all these original Kingdom Hearts worlds were different, like, cities or towns within this, like, industrial Scala that's being built. I don't know. And like I said, just spitballing here. Anyone, please feel free to shoot down any ideas I bring up tonight. Don't let me get ahead of myself. I see Umbra, the best mod in the game, is here. Okay, Umbra, see, now Umbra's talking my language. The way I see all the doors, I think this feels like a Colosseum to me. Maybe PvP? Yeah, yo, this is hinting at some PvP content. For those who may not be down with the slang, PvP is player versus player. Some player versus player content, Missing Link would be awesome. Especially if you have like team battles, stuff like that. Master of Master says, can't use my joke anymore. Missing Link is already out. The link to click on it is missing. Yeah, give it some time though, dude. I guess maybe we could talk about that. So like, let's talk expectations. Let's talk expectations for a minute. And before we do, take a swig for all the hardworking men and women over at Square Enix making these dreams a reality. Hey, yo, Josh Z is in the house. My man who's been a member for 6 months. 6 months. Time flies, dude. Says, not Kingdom Hearts related, but I've been playing FF16. Just got Odin. I'm playing with auto attack. These boss battles and late game enemies are still killing me. Yeah, look, if you're not privy to action games, FF16 can be quite challenging. But stick to it, man. The game ends on a very high note, in my opinion. Okay, PvP could also be above the pipes, and pipes are harnessing the Lux from the battles. Ooh, Lux harvesting? You mean you do controlled combat simulations that harness Lux? Okay, dude. But anyway, I just want to talk maybe expectations. So, at the risk of getting our expectations too high, let's consider that we may not get any Kingdom Hearts Missing Link news until 2024. Other than what we just got today, and we do have more than what's up on the screen, let's consider that we may not get any Kingdom Hearts Missing Link news until the new year. Now, with that said, again, to keep our expectations in check, the fact that they changed the Twitter account, right? Missing Link was announced, you guys know this, excuse me, well over a year ago. So why wait till today to switch the Union Cross account to Missing Link? Why wait till today to start spreading this hashtag? Why wait till today unless you have some sort of marketing plan in the works? So I actually think it's very possible that over the next few weeks, couple of months, we might get a new trailer or more screenshots. Again, it might be very breadcrumb by breadcrumb, drip by drip, but I think it's very possible with them shifting the Twitter account officially over to Missing Link, putting out this hashtag and releasing some art, I believe they're going to start marketing this thing and getting people excited, right? The Ever Crisis hype cycle has passed. It's a great game, and I recommend if you haven't tried it, it is worth playing. It actually gives me a lot of hope for Missing Link, especially when you consider that FF7 Ever Crisis is getting a PC port. So maybe that's good news for Missing Link, that if Missing Link can be just as successful as Ever Crisis, it might too get a Steam port, a PC port. But again, when I say it's run its course, the game is obviously still kicking ass. But you know that those first few weeks of hype have died down, and it's more routine as opposed to being a novelty. Anyway, check this out. Wally the West asked, anything cool happen today? Yeah, baby, new Missing Link. We're talking about it. All right. So, I think it's very possible with them making those sort of marketing moves that more news might be on the horizon. Now, I definitely want to come back to this image and talk about it a little bit more. But before we do, I want to talk about this image. So, a lot to talk about here. Obviously, we see the tower, which if we zoom in close, you can see that the Missing Link sigil is on the tower itself. Which, by the way, Someone has got to make like a bottle opener in this shape. God, come on. Kingdom Hearts merch bottle openers, but it's just the Missing Link sigil. Come on. Come on, Square Enix of America. Give me a job. I'll make you a fortune. Anyway, so as we can see, we get a like sort of nighttime look at Scala, and we see that it's very sort of regal and gothic looking, which is very cool to look at. But we have to talk about this. Hello. Hello. And again, we talked about the arc. I don't know if this is foreshadowing that someone's going to get sent in an arc, or this is somebody coming into Scala Ad Caelum via the arc. But I don't know about you guys. When I see a shooting star like that, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Let me know what you guys think, because that's exactly where my head goes. I see it in the chat. The comet has to be Brain or the player. Yo, wouldn't that be such a sick way to start the game? You're the player, but you're getting flung through time and space itself on the arc, and your memories are like being stripped from you, or they're being put back in you. It could go either way, right? But imagine, like, instead of the dive to heart that you get with Sora, like, you're getting sent through the arc as the player, but we know the player wasn't put in an arc, so let's not get our hopes up. Anyway, if it is anybody, it's more than likely Brain. Or maybe this is foreshadowing for the end. Maybe Brain gets to Missing Link and he's like, we got to rebuild those damn things. We got to rebuild those damn things. And so they build it, and maybe this is somebody who leaves at the end. Who knows? Who knows? But I thought that was very cool. You know what I mean? I believe we shall get a dive to the heart in this game. More than likely, that's tradition. You know what I mean? The night you arrived, Wally the West, my man. You get it. You get it. But again, excuse me. It's a beautiful image. Really is. And it makes me want more. And honestly, can I tell you guys something? I think this logo is blocking something. I have to be honest, because it seems very, I don't want to say it's out of place. I don't want to say it's out of place. But if you notice, it's not even centered in the image. It's like actually like factored below. See how you have all this empty space up here, but not a lot of empty space down here. I think there's something. We can see that there's a design here with the sigil there. I think there might be something here that we're being blocked from seeing, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to harp too long on that, because it does seem a pretty deliberate placement. The beta test already confirmed we get a dive to the heart. Okay, there we go. And strangely enough, it's apparently Ephemers. Ooh. That is interesting. Okay. With the lights on, the main castle looks like a skull. Not sure I get that. Not quite seeing it. Trying to like zoom out. I don't know. Okay, Vitrin says, so Landy, I really like what that person said. What if the bloodlines might be similar to selecting unions? Yeah, maybe you're choosing which bloodline you want to be in. If you want to be a blue blood or be like a non-heir, that could be really cool. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Who said that? That's a good idea. You see it? You see it, Master of Masters? Maybe I'm blind. I don't really see the skull. It honestly reminds me of Castle Oblivion and Kingdom Hearts 3 before it gets transformed back. Yeah, this is what I mean where I'm like, when they say Scala Ad Caelum is the nexus from which all worlds spring, like, how true is that? You know what I mean? Was the Land of Departure at / Castle Oblivion once just like a whole society within Scala? You know what I mean? remove the KH logo. Okay, I'm starting to see it a little bit now. See a little bit of it now. Okay, this world here looks like the world in the KH1 box art. Yeah. I mean, we know it's not, but it's kind of capturing that vibe again. Like a sort of midnight color scheme-esque. Dominic's here, my man, the newest, one of the newest sages. We've got a couple new ones tonight. All right. Let me see. Let's go back to this one. So, I don't know if Sonny Novus is still here, but he said something pretty genius on Twitter today that I actually quite liked. And again, I love thinking about things in this way. So, Sonny looked at this from both a literal and symbolic point of view. In a literal sense, what do you see? Scala is under construction. It's being built. You're still here? My man, you know what? You know what? Give me a second. I'm not going to misquote you, Sonny. I'm actually going to bring up your exact tweet. Because I really liked what you had to say today. It got me thinking, dude. Okay, where are you? Perfect. Okay, let's pull this up. So here's what Sonny had to say today. Literal. Looks like a dome or a hub. Show Scala is either still in the early stages of industrialization, or perhaps it is in the process of turning into modern Scala. So closer than we thought? And then here we go. Here's the juice. Symbolic. Team is saying Missing Link is under construction or being reworked. So, by the way, guys, make sure you're following Sonny Novus both on YouTube and Twitter. The man is cooking. He's cooking big time. Excited to see what he's cooking up. But yeah, dude, I kind of like that, the idea that Missing Link is being reworked. Now, again, everything I'm about to say to you guys should be taken with a massive, massive grain of salt. In fact, probably two grains of salt. And it's something we have talked about before, but it's like we have to consider that the beta test for Missing Link did not go well. And like, actually, let me pull something up about exactly that. Like, here, guys, let's actually go to the full-on website. The last time they updated us, man, was back here. January 13th, January 18th. That's when they were doing the prototype. That's when they were doing that beta test. You know what I'm saying? And then they went radio silent on Missing Link for what? 10 months? So again, everything I'm about to say, please, I'm begging you, take with a massive grain of salt. But I think it's possible something went very wrong during that beta test and the game needed to be reworked. Like when Sonny makes that symbolic observation that they're either telling us, hey, the game is under heavy construction, it's under work, it's happening, or they're saying, hey, we got to rebuild this thing. Because again, 10 months after a prototype beta test and then it goes silent, I don't know. To me, that tells me something happened and they needed to rework it. And the only example I have to compare it to is Ever Crisis and the turnaround times with Ever Crisis and their beta tests and the news and launch cycle that came after it. Very different and much quicker timetable than Missing Link. So that's why I'm inclined to believe that maybe something went wrong. Adversely, maybe something went right where they said, okay, look, we got to turn this into a PC game as well. Look, we got to turn this into a console game as well. Because again, look what happened with Ever Crisis. Ever Crisis had a very successful launch. 1 week into its launch, they said, hey, we're making a PC port. Hey, we're making a PC port. 1 week, like 1 or 2 weeks into its launch, they said, okay, PC port, here it comes. I believe that's possible for Missing Link, and if anything, it's also possible they're considering launching with the PC port, and that your phone, just like they're planning for Ever Crisis, your phone would seamlessly hook up to your account. so that if you played the game on your phone or you played the game on Steam, it really wouldn't matter. You're hooking up to the same account. So when we consider that this is the image they show us, that there's heavy construction going on, again, it can either be a consequence of the fact that they saw something in the beta test that meant it needed to be reworked, or perhaps they're saying, hey, this game can be much bigger than we thought. It doesn't have to just be a mobile game. We can let people play it on PC too, which will expand the player base. I mean, look at a game like Genshin Impact. It works on your phone, it works on your PC, it can work on a console, and you can be under all one umbrella, one account. Square Enix has that technology. I mean, they already do it with FF14 minus the phone, you know? But again, massive grain of salt. We should all assume that this game is going to come out only for mobile devices until otherwise told to us by Square Enix. But seeing that happen with Ever Crisis, I haven't stopped thinking about them doing that to Missing Link since they made that announcement. Because, man, if they bring Missing Link to PC, it's going to be extra hype. Because that game looks way too good to keep it locked on a phone. All right. Might be a Realm Reborn situation. Yeah, you know, something similar happened to FF14. Only FF14 was obviously much further in development and had launched. But they kind of gave their whole thing a reboot. And look at it now. It's the biggest MMO in the world. Oh, baby. Heard that it burned phone battery like a motherfucker? That'll do it. And that might be all the more reason to let people play on PC as well, so that you're really only going to play on your phone when you leave your house. And then when you're home, you can just play on your PC, your laptop, your tablet. Ever Crisis works on a tablet, and apparently it's really good on a tablet. When do you think we will get Missing Link, Landy? Next year. You know, I know there are some people who want to keep the hype alive for this year. And don't get me wrong, it's possible, just not probable. I think Missing Link, you can expect it next year. And probably at the earliest time, spring. I would love to be wrong, but I'll say it right now. The earliest you could probably expect Missing Link is spring. But again, that's just me, man. Oh, wow, we're 30 minutes in already? Okay, yeah, I think this episode could make it to an hour. I think we could make it to an hour. Next year? Nah, I expect it in 2 more years. Hey, you're playing a much safer bet than I am. Spring 2024 makes sense? Well, it's got to release before KH4, right? You know what I mean? We should look out for Jump Festa 24. Yeah, I mean, look, between that and the Game Awards, I think we might get something. I'll say that. I've got a hunch about the Game Awards. I think the Game Awards might be a good time to see something about Missing Link or KH4. I don't know. It's just been a while since we got a trailer. You know what I mean? And we don't need a long one either. So, what if it releases in January? I don't know. I can't see them releasing something that close to Rebirth. Like, you got to understand, Square Enix is putting a lot of eggs in the FF7 Rebirth basket. Okay? FF16 sold very well, contrary to what some news outlets will tell you. Another conversation for another day. But as well as FF16 sold, all it did was basically cancel out the losses of Marvel's Avengers and Forspoken. So even though FF16 was a hit, Square Enix as a company didn't really get to reap those financial benefits because they had to make up for a couple losses in previous years. Square Enix is banking on FF7 Rebirth to launch them into, like, to, how do I put this? To get them some momentum towards more profitability, you know? So seeing how much they're going to rely on FF7 Rebirth to kind of relaunch their profitability and their revenue stream for console games, I can't imagine they're going to want to distract their player base too much. What if it releases tomorrow? Then, hey, we're going to be live again tomorrow. But anyway, Umbra has hit us up here, says, okay, I have two things to point out. One, the idea of original worlds being fragments of Daybreak Town / Skyla Akylum could be plausible. For example, this area in Kingdom Hearts Union Cross is totally Destiny Islands. Okay, hold on. Let's pull up his examples. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, you got to be kidding me, dude. You might be onto something. Okay, he says, two, could this big round room we see under construction be either this round room from Daybreak Town or a new version of it? Okay. Okay, guys, this is why Umbra is the best mod in the game. He's given us a lot to chew on. Okay, let's go with his first point here. The idea of original worlds being fragments of Daybreak Town / Skyla Akylum. He's saying this area from Union Cross could very well be Destiny Islands. And I don't know, guys. It fits the bill, if you ask me. I mean, most tropical islands will look this way. But I don't know, man. Let's see what the chat's saying. Rebirth is a Hail Mary pass. Yeah, they're on third and long, right? For you football fans, like, Square Enix is on third and long, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is the pass for the first down, because they need it. Yeah, Square has been pushing Rebirth hard. We shouldn't expect anything big. Yeah, because they want... Because, yeah, there's an overlap between Kingdom Hearts fans and FF7 fans. There's an overlap. You know what I mean? They want us focused on Rebirth. They don't want online algorithms and marketing streams clogged by dual releases and dual campaigns. I don't see it happening. Once everybody's pre-orders for Rebirth are in, then you could start to see some news. Yeah, I see it. Everybody's vibing. Dexholder says, nah. Samuel says, the curved trees. Tiger Weirdo says, nah, I doubt it. The island is too small. Samuel says, that's literally Destiny Islands. The lighthouse is the biggest giveaway that it isn't Destiny Islands. Steamboat might be a reach. 3rd and 13. Ah, lands. I love it. Yeah, this could be a reach. Again, like most tropical areas would look like that. But can't ignore it. Even has an island with a town in the background. What do you mean? Oh! I see what you mean. Okay, hold on, let me pull this over, guys. Okay, I'm back on it again. There's like the little town where they go to school and stuff. Okay, I'm back. I'm listening again. That's cool. I did not see that back there. Interesting. Okay. No, if you look closely, you can see the Daybreak houses on that island. Okay, let's do it. Let's zoom in even more. I see what you mean. It does have that aesthetic. Interesting. Yeah, I see what you're getting at. See anything else in the background? No. Okay, let's shrink this back down. Pull it down. Okay. And now let's look at the next thing he sent over. That's why he's the GOAT. Okay, pull it out. That's what she said. Let's go. He says, it's not a one-to-one Destiny Islands in the same way the Land Departure isn't one-to-one Skyla Akylum, but it's implied both could be broken away. Yeah, no, that's a good point too. It's like we are talking about thousands of years ago. Right? So there's time for these places to change. But like you're saying, it wouldn't have to be a one-to-one shot. You know? It just has to bear that resemblance. Okay, then he says this part. Could this big round room we see under construction be either this round room from Daybreak Town or a new version of it. Okay, Umbra, I gotta ask you, where did you pull this from? How very interesting. See what the chat's getting on about. I mean, it's the Destiny Eye lens, and we've only seen like two of them. That's true. It could just be one of the multiple Destiny Islands. Okay. Also, the full world is Daybreak Town, which has a shared technological basis, so it makes sense the houses look the way they do. I see. Okay, this is a rip from all the Kingdom Hearts Union Cross maps. This is an area in Daybreak Town. A couple of scenes took places here. Okay. And you're saying, could this big round room we see under construction be either this round room from Daybreak? Oh, I see what you're saying now. Okay, now I'm putting it together. What you're saying is, maybe this room right here is what's being built here. Umbra, okay. Maybe. Only thing I'm not seeing is the pipes, but the doors kinda line up. It looks like dorms. Yeah, that's kinda what I'm saying. It looks like they're building housing. You know what I mean? Like they're building some kind of housing unit. Crazy stuff. Okay, I see it. Okay, let's pull that back now. Then, of course, we see this tower, man. This tower is something else. Speaking of towers, I did start playing Type-0. Starting to see some of those overlaps you sickos were telling me about. Also, that round orb in the center is 1,000% the same orb that's near Xehanort and Ericus when they play chess in Kingdom Hearts 3? Let me see. Oh! Okay, yo, hold on. Let me see if I can pull that up. Okay. Let me see if I can find an image of that room. Maybe we'll just pull up the cutscene. Yeah, maybe we should just pull up the cutscene. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right. Hang tight, everybody. I'm going to pull up the chess cutscene. Damn, we got 93 people watching on YouTube. That is insane. What's going on, everybody? Hope we're having a good time. Make sure you smash that like button. You know, make sure you're subscribed. Please the almighty algorithm. And again, we were talking about in last night's episode. Some of you have told me YouTube's been unsubscribing people, but that happens to everybody. Just flaws in a big machine, nothing new. All right. Xehanort and Ericus playing chess. Let's pull up those scenes and see if we can find that orb. Okay. Right. Let's pull this up. Okay. Let's pull up these scenes and see if we could find that orb, because that would be a game changer. I won't lie. That would be a huge, huge game changer. The audio isn't playing, right? Okay, good. Ooh, got my quality low. Let's fix that up. We can find that orb. Now, I will say, where are you getting the screenshots from? Those came from Union Cross, for being precise. Here, we don't gotta... Let's move it along every few seconds. Oh, okay. Is this what you're talking about? Okay. No, not that one. Okay. There, let me get that on screen for you guys. There we go. Is this what you're talking about? Yes, that? Okay, let's pull a little side by side, eh? Let's pull a little side by side. Oh, yeah! I mean, the orb itself isn't in there. That light blue orb isn't in there? But I see it. I see it, dude. Interesting. Willing to bet the light inside the ball in Cage 3 is probably some form of Lux. Ooh, like a way they learned to harness Lux. But dude, yeah, maybe they're rebuilding this room. And that's what this becomes. Who knows? But that's interesting, dude. Zoom in more on the island and you'll see Daybreak Town style. Oh, wait, I read that a while ago. Let's see what the chat's getting on. Okay. Pull these back up. All right. I wonder if that room is the room the cloak guy is taking Brain to. This might be some sort of council room. We might see Xehanort's mom. Yeah, like maybe the room that's being built here is the room that Sigurd's going to bring him to. I could see that. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the Kingdom Hearts moon, me and you. Okay, anyway. The Gamer's Joint had a mod that let him explore the entire chess room. Oh yeah, I guess we could pull that video up if we needed a closer look. I'm subbed to Sunny. He has great videos. Everyone should be subbed to Sunny. Everyone. Kind of reminds me of the Cornerstone of Light in Cage 2. Oh, I could see that. I could see that. There's something similar to the ball in the Master of Masters room in the Union Cross scenes. Really? Ooh. Okay. 99 people watching. Can we break 100? Can we break 100? To be honest, when I saw the orb thing, I thought about the ones that create the nice little links in the sky. Oh, the ones that you can like grind and ride and remind. You're right, that is pretty simple. What if that's Lux? Like Umbra was saying. What if that's the Lux? Dude. Talk about crazy. Talk about crazy. All right. Let's see what else you sickos are coming up with. Twist. Brain gets with Ephemer's granddaughter. I mean, look, we got bloodlines. That implies one thing. They're planning an amazing project, and I can't wait. Oh, you're talking about Sonny? Because what he's been sharing has been very exciting. Go smash the like, y'all. Swear going to delay it further if we don't feed the algorithm enough. Exactly. Feed that algorithm some missing link content. Feed it. Kind of makes you wonder if the Cornerstone of Light is just one big collection of Lux. As someone who actually bothered playing Kingdom Hearts Union Cross, that does look like Lux. Is that what it could be then? Because then I'm really starting to consider that. Then maybe that's Lux. Because again, that's like shot for shot, man. You look at this and you look at that. That's it. That's it, man. I don't know. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, man. 100 people on YouTube watching. That's the first time in Lodge history we've cracked 100 people on a live stream. We've done it before if you combine YouTube and Twitch's live numbers, but never have we done it on, you know, just YouTube. So that's huge, man. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Like maybe a Wayport teleportation? Maybe. I like what was brought up earlier, that it could be what you use to transport around Scala, like in the Remind DLC. Could be that, you know? Could be that. All right. Let's keep this rolling. I wanted to bring this back up. There was... Yes. So. Big boy right here. Now, you guys know I've talked about this a lot. Let's go. The one stream I finally got to when I was here. We needed you. We needed you. We couldn't have done it without you. Couldn't have done it without you. We were waiting for you to arrive to achieve such a feat. Anyway, what if we see Kyrie's grandma in the council room? Yeah, you know, Kyrie, you know, when we talk about bloodlines, Kyrie is one of the first characters that really comes to mind. You know, I wonder if the whole Princess of Heart thing is hereditary. Hopefully we can get another trailer on the Lodge's 5th anniversary. Yeah, I mean, look, we're not going to be celebrating that for another few, 2 or 3 weeks. But if we have a trailer for when that happens, I'll be here, man. I'll be here. All of this was decided, exactly. Exactly. Kyrie's grandma's in the black box. Hey, I believe it. I believe it. But I was going to get in. What was I going to get into? I'll get into that later. Umbra's cooking. Jesus, dude. What do you got here? I've been missing all this. Okay. What did you send me here? Oh, this is before. I found it. Wow, I'm really just catching up with you. Okay. Umbra says, okay, this is probably a stretch, but the Lux Spheres in Kingdom Hearts 3 remind that you can ride the rails of our blue light. And we know the Age of Fairy Tales is heavily connected to the Dream Realm. Flow Motion is that same blue light, but only in Kingdom Hearts 3, not Dream Drop Distance. So that kind of weakens the random idea I conceive with the soul message. Because the key beams from the Keyblades are the same blue light too, so probably just a general series aesthetic. Okay. Now, Umbra, you brought this up earlier too. You're saying the comet is someone arriving at Scala. The trail is thinner on the top. It's moving downwards. Yeah, it's somebody who's getting here. You know, which is so crazy because you have to consider that star falling aesthetic, that trope, has been around since Kingdom Hearts 1. Since Kingdom Hearts 1, they've been playing with this idea. Right? They've been playing with this idea since Kingdom Hearts 1 in that secret movie where what is presumably Kyrie on the beach is looking at like one of these shooting stars, these comets coming down. It's crazy, man. Excuse me. All right. Say, okay, they said the night you arrived, the stars came out. This could be the night Brain arrived. That's right. From the trailer. The night you arrived, the stars came out and the stars are in the sky. Somebody's here. Did he, like, break the firmament? Is that what Brain did? Did Brain break the firmament? Like, Scala was, like, just in this firmament dome? And Brain coming through just shattered it? So now they can see the stars? Probably not, but it's fun to think about. I'm coming here just to see Umbra's stuff. Yeah, Umbra's cooking on Twitch. That trope has been in every cinematic opening, I think, and this shot is 100% from the game's opening cinematic. It's the exact same CG aesthetic. Brain became a virus in Scala's sky. Let's see. Ooh, you're cooking. Okay, we're going to look at something new. Let's pull this over, guys. Okay. Let's take a look at this thing. This doesn't quite show what I wanted to look at. This doesn't quite show what I wanted us to see. Let me see if I can find a better picture. Which I'm sure I can. Ooh. There we go. Let me see if I can find a better picture of this thing. Yeah! Oh, I got something. Here we go. All right. Let's, image courtesy of kh13.com, by the way. Okay. So, I want to make this a side-by-side. Hold on. I want to make this side-by-side. Let's see if I can pull this off. Let's see if I'm smart enough to pull this off. You go over here. All right. You over here. Okay. Shrink this down just a little bit more. Pull this over here. Let's take a look at this, guys. All right. Oof. Because that's it right there, right? Isn't that what we're looking at? I'm not crazy for looking at this, right? I'm not crazy for pulling this up. It was right in front of us the whole time. Okay. Yeah, same symbol. Plain as day. Right there. I'm starting to think this is the sigil for those wielders. You know what I mean? For the blue bloods, for the council, whatever it's got to be. But it's quite clear how important this sigil is to Skylab Kylum. Crazy stuff. Hey, guys, this isn't anything new per se. But seeing now with this here, I wonder. Huh. Is that the... The only difference is you see this one has this part of the sigil. This part of the sigil is missing from here. Lanny, look at the ends of the symbol. It could be the blunt lines like houses. What do you mean? Let's zoom in. Not quite sure what you mean. The top part of the sigil thing looks like a keyblade. Yeah, over here I would say so. This one is just very different. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Blue blood sounds so unnerving now. It really does. Someone in YouTube chat said this symbol on the K3 Scala building in the number 7 is Scala, which is correct. Wait. Say that again? This symbol on the KH3 Scala building is the number 7 in Scala, like the Scala runes. Ah, so maybe they kind of like really worship the number 7 or organize everything around sevens. You know, because you do have seven hands of the clock, obviously. Interesting. Yeah, this does look like a door. This kind, you know, maybe when they say, Sora, you are the one who will open the door. Maybe this is the freaking door. Who knows? Just kidding. Anyway. Yeah, what the 7 could be representing exactly could be the 7 lost masters, 7 lights, 7 darknesses. Who knows? Hmm. 7 bloodlines? I don't think there's going to be 7 bloodlines. I think there's only going to be 2. I think you're going to be a blue blood and a not blue blood. That's it. Blue bloods are Ericus's bloodline. Not blue blood is Xehanort's bloodline. I think that's it. I think that's going to be it. It's the door of doors. You analyzed this logo before, right? Where was it previously available? I forgot. You know what? I'll pull that episode up. It's from a long time ago. What number episode was this? Hold on. I'll throw it in the chat. As soon as I find it. Is it really from that long ago? I might have passed it. I'll find it for you. I don't know why I'm having trouble finding it, but I will. I think it's in the 130s. I think it's that old of an episode. It's in the 130s, maybe. Here it is, 144. Okay. I'll throw it in the chat. Yeah, episode 144. We did an entire episode on this sigil. So I'll go ahead and throw that in the chat in case it piques anyone's interest. Let's see. A bag of popcorn is in the black box. The master is saving it so we can have some fun while watching the Guardians fight the Foretellers. Hey, there are worse ways you can have fun. It could represent the Seven Crowns. Blaze, now we're talking. Blaze, now we're talking. Kevin Ribeiro brought it up too. I could see it. I could see it. Okay. Let's see. Vitrin says, it looks like the cool window Zaycus sat next to, but it was only one window. Yeah, they had more than one window. Xehanort and Ericus when they had their little game. Okay. Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to get more info on the Seven Crowns in this game. Yeah. You know, as is the nature of Kingdom Hearts, we'll get some questions will be answered. Some answers will be questioned. That's how it is. Okay. Lanny, going back to that room, know that I look at it with the whole crown thing. This room looks like a round table like King Arthur. Yeah, like Knights of the Round. I get that. Sort of like a Knights of the Round vibe. I know what you're saying. They're scattering away from each other from a central point, indicating either the Lost Masters or the Union leaders. Yeah, like they all... Yeah. Oh, wait. Were there seven arcs? Chat, were there seven arcs? I'm waiting on you, chat. I'm waiting on you, chat. SMH, yeah, the crowns. Yeah, dude, look at Remind, Melody, and Memory. Yeah, what if these are the seven pods? And like I said, they all went like their separate ways. Like Scald went to Radiant Garden. You know what I'm saying? Ephemer ended up back here in Scala. Like they all went different play. They all went somewhere different. Elreyna went here. Lorien went there. You're like, yo, I wonder. I wonder if that's what that's supposed to signify. If that's supposed to be like a dandelion. Yeah, what if that's at... Hold the phone. Kind of like a... Oh, okay. Kind of like a dandelion. I could see it. I could see it. I don't know about you guys. I could see it. Do you guys see it? Because I see it a little bit. I definitely see it a little bit. There we go. How do I send images? Are you in our Discord? If you drop them in the Discord, I should be able to pull them up. Look up dandelion leaves. Okay. Ooh, I'm starting to see a little bit more. One sec. Let me see if I can pull up a real good image. It's really just giving me like a zoomed in version of a dandelion. It's kind of pulling up the same thing. But I see it, man. I see it for sure. So maybe that's what that was supposed to represent this whole time. And in the middle, there's an X. That's a good point, too. That there's an X right in the middle. Huh. Whoa! What if that's Lushu, the one who bears the sigil, and the seven dandelions he swore he would watch over? And he's kind of the center point watching over all of them. And considering they all kind of dispersed from him when he was in Daybreak Town, and they all kind of launched out from there, including the true dandelion, which, I wonder. You guys picking up what I'm putting down? Key, do you mean Key? Yes, I mean Key. And that the door at the top looks like an arc. Kevin, you could make the case, I suppose, that's a pod. Or that it looks like one of the pods. Okay. Okay, I see we had some people are sending me some stuff in the Discord. Let's go pull that up and see what we can do. Some images for us to look at. Alrighty, pulling it up now. Did you guys drop it in the general? Okay. Let's do it like this. Okay. And screen cap. All right. So I got these from Twitter. You can find actual gallery. Oh, yep, there's the room. Underwater. Makes you think like tip of the iceberg kind of stuff. Interesting. Okay. Ooh. This emblem seems related to the one we are looking at in the stream. The crown at the top of the one in the stream might be referring to the same thing. Okay, let's pull this up. Where's this from? Exactly. Who is the true dandelion again? We don't know for sure, but we have reason to believe it's Trelitzia. That's the common belief that it's Trelitzia. Yo, Shadowflare, are you here? I think the heart variant of the Scala emblem is related with the five smaller emblems. Oh, I see what you're saying. If these are related. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These two is wings. These five is points. I don't know. I know it's a symbol in the Book of Prophecies. I just don't know where this is exactly. It's from the Gamers Joint video exploring the classroom. Ah, I see. Interesting. Alrighty. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. I just got to run to the bathroom real quick. But we'll come back. Throw in your questions, your observations in the chat. I'll definitely let this keep rolling for a little while. You know? I think I've covered everything I wanted to cover coming into this episode. But if you guys come up with any ideas or anything you want to share, throw them in there. But hang tight. Your boy will be right back. And enjoy this virtual walk with Kobe. Okay. Thanks for hanging, everybody. We are back. And I see we had quite a few messages here. So I saw some people point out that at least on this symbol, you have Unicornus at the top. Here's Snake. That looks like Bear. Like, basically all the unions seem to be here. We have 13 of these up here, which is interesting. Oh, damn, it's piling up. Okay, let's see. So the Angel and Demon Wings fit the Life Pod theme we were talking about, too. Yeah, with these two. I wonder if that's supposed to be, like, Ephemer and Brain. You know? Umbra's back. Made a quick image to clarify an earlier statement. All right, we're pulling this up. Incoming. Let me make this smaller so you guys could read it too. Okay. This window is Xehanort / Ericus's classroom. The opening scene of Kingdom Hearts 3 starts with the camera moving throughout Scala before getting to this building and fading white into the shot of the window, moving down to show Xehanort and Ericus playing chess, implying the camera leads into that room from a cinematography standpoint. Also, the window has the same four columns and the pointed triangular parts at the top. Oh, I see that. So that it's a window. That's supposed to be the window of Odin's classroom, basically. That's what you're saying? Is that this is supposed to be the window for Odin's classroom? Because you're right, it's all there. Ooh, okay. Yeah, and the pattern. Oh, shit. That's there, too. Interesting. Dude. What's going to happen in that room? See, now you guys know why Umbra's the best mod in the game. Now you guys know. This is insane, dude. The five emblems in the classroom are the foretellers. Oh, let's pull that back up. I think it's just under here. Yep. Top is Era. Left is Ased. Right is Envy. Ooh, I love that. You know why? That's actually pretty symbolic. Because Envy was Era's right-hand man. And Ased was like the one closest to him. Like when you think about the two people closest to Era, it was Envy and Ased. And then down there is Ava and Gula kind of doing their own thing, kind of on a different side of... That's kind of cool. I dig that. Pulling this back up. The only two who actually pass blood onto the other has to be Brain and Ephemer. Yeah, it's their bloodlines. Because we know Ericus is a blue blood, and that him being a blue blood, he's related to Ericus, meaning Ericus is the blue bloods. We know Xehanort was the one to kind of point that out, so we know he's not a blue blood, which means he's probably from Ephemer's line. But again, we'll see. Gotta wait and see. So someone said, what do you got here? Oh, we pulled those up already. Maybe there's something new in the Discord that you sent? One second. Might have another thing from the sickos and normies to examine. Let me see. I know, we looked at these already. Unless did I miss something when I pulled them up? Oh, you were showing that's the window. Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, this shows everything. Oh, let me pull that back up then. I completely missed that the first time we looked at it. I completely missed this. So this picture really shows it all. Here's the design. Here's the window. And down here, here's the orb that's spinning. Very interesting. Huh. Yeah, I completely missed that the first time. Completely missed that. Oh, man. Alrighty. Exciting stuff, guys. Exciting stuff. Let me see. I know I pretty much said everything I wanted to about this image. Again, very Hollow Bastion-y, Radiant Garden vibes going on here. Not a student to be seen. I won't lie, guys. I did like scroll around this whole thing. I'm like, where's Brain hiding? Where's Brain hiding? But I promise you, he is not in this image. I did the same thing with this image. I looked in every window. I was like, where is he? Where's his little head poking out? But I got nothing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I might be bugging. I might be bugging. I might be bugging. I might be bugging. One sec. Yo, okay, yo. Hear me out. Hear me out. So notice in this new Scala, this symbol, this part of the tower, like this is the highest point. They deliberately make this like the highest point. But that's not the case here. Right? It's built a little differently. You guys know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what else to make of that. I don't know what that implies. But that is interesting to me. That during this Scala, they made that like the highest point. You know what I mean? But in this Scala, not quite. Brain is going to land a departure Scala at the end of the game. I'm calling it now. Brain's going to pull a big move. I think Brain's going to Quadratum. I've said that for the longest time. I think Brain's going to Quadratum. It's all that really makes sense to me. Garden Angel of Light says there's a little light near the construction equipment on the right-hand side near the dip in the tower. You mean this? In the Scala at Kylam in Xehanort's time, the symbol is in the heart, the highest point, Kingdom Hearts. There is no crown motif in the new Scala. Ooh, one sec. It's a good point. It's just the window. They kind of got rid of the crown. Interesting. That theory has been bugging me. What, of Brain going to Quadratum? Because I think it's happening, homie. The technology and industrialization of everything, Sigurd's earpiece, Victorian-era structures, fashion, doesn't really make sense for it to turn into Kingdom Hearts 3 Scala. Time progression isn't natural. Yes, Sonny, that's an interesting like line of thought. Because you have an interesting point. Like, Gothic Scala, Victorian Scala, looks more old-fashioned, but the technology seems to be, I don't want to say better, but closer than it should be. Wait, Landon, you think Kingdom Hearts 4, where you're going to see Brain and Quadratum? I think it's very possible. Yeah. I think it's very possible. I think you're going to see a lot of Union Cross. I think the Dandelions will be huge in the Lost Masters arc. And I don't even think that's like a controversial thing to say or an original thought. Like, to me, it's obvious. Like, it's about the dandelions. We're going dandelions now. It's foretellers and dandelions. You know what I'm saying? Umber says, I think that building carries on through generations as a Keyblade wielder training academy. So it changes over time as the cognition of Skala's wielders begin to sanctify the essence of light over darkness. And that's why Skala goes from Victorian, grayish, brownish colors to white and gold. Ooh, okay. And that could play into a little bit of what Sunny was just talking about. You sent me a theory? Where did you send it? Did you send it in the Discord? Let me see. Where'd you send it? Master of Masters, let me know where you sent the theory. I'll be happy to give it a look. Hey, yo, we just got a raid. We just got a raid. A party of 72. From KH Guides, my man. Can we get a big. Oh, we already got the shout out for guys. Everyone, whether you're on YouTube or Twitch, make sure you're following KH Guides. He just raided us over on Twitch with a party of 72, which means between YouTube and Twitch, we've got almost 200 people tuning into this broadcast right now, which is kind of wild because I feel like I'm running out of shit to say, but we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. And guys, thank you so much, man. I hope you're well too, dude. I hope you're well too. I hope you had a good stream. I popped in there for a little bit earlier. But yeah, dude. Yeah, we're cooking around here. Umbra too. I sent it here? Where? You keep saying here, but I don't see it anywhere. You want to send it to me on Twitter or in Discord? I'll be happy to read it out. Stream was nice. Glad you're well. Hell yeah, dude. For those of you who came over from Guides, follow me here on Twitch. We do a lot of podcasts about Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, other RPGs. We also play a lot of Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy RPGs. Guides is so goated that no name has nothing on him. It's true. It's true. I've seen it in practice. But yeah, baby, he came through, baby. All right. What if Yozora's party members might parallel Sora in Kingdom Hearts 4? I mean, Yozora parallels Sora. If anything, Donald and Goofy would parallel that party. That's how I see it anyway. Since if Brain does end up in Quadratum, then he fits that one party member in the hat. Yeah, for all we know, he could be. Brain can body hop. Or at least he's seen how body hopping works. Or he's been a victim of it. So it's not crazy to think that he might find out a way to do it himself. Maybe Brain is the one who took Yozora's body. Right? Who knows? All I'm saying is Brain's going to be huge, dude. Brain is going to be huge. Maybe he learned the Lushu. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could have picked up Lushu's game. I'm telling you, Brain is Zigbar. I am open to that theory. I am very open to the theory that Lushu and Zigbar switch places. And that the Zigbar we see at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3 actually isn't Lushu, but is actually Brain. I can subscribe to that. Because if you're looking at literal dialogue, Zigbar never confirmed he's Lushu. He never actually confirmed it. Now, obviously, this could be us looking way too far into it, right? But someone goes, is that you, Lushu? Then he takes off the hood. He's like, I haven't heard that name in a long while. Not saying, yeah, I'm Lushu. Like, oh, Lushu. He could very easily be saying, like, oh, I remember that guy. I remember that guy. I haven't heard that name in a while. He says, I haven't heard that name. And then he says, then what's the next thing he says? These days they call me Zigbar. But hey, whatever suits you. Whatever suits you. He never confirms that he's actually Lushu. Oh, wait. Tiger Weirdo is debunking me. Tiger Weirdo is debunking me because that's true. Envy says, is it really you? And he says something like, been through plenty of semblances since, but it's still me underneath it all. So I want to retract that. I think Tiger Weirdo might have debunked that in real time. Because, yeah, Envy said, because he says it's still me underneath it all. Been through plenty of semblances since. There's always a possibility. Yeah, but you know what? I like that he's Lushu. Like, I think the story works really well if Zigbar is Lushu. You know what I mean? It's a cool idea for him to be Brain, and that could be a really cool, like, mind-bending twist. But him being Lushu just makes perfect sense when you retroactively look at scenes throughout the series. Okay, I'll read out Umbra. Umbra's going to bring out the counterpoint. He says, I've been through plenty more semblances since, but it's still me underneath it all. And the shot cuts off his eyes, cinematography meaning that the character is lying or hiding something. That is true. Typically when the eyes are cut off from a shot, a character is lying, being facetious. Not sold, but still in it. Okay. Master says, Terra has a replica body because if he was recompleted, then why doesn't he have long hair like when he was apprentice Xehanort? Or if you age as a nobody, then shouldn't he look like Xemnas? Not necessarily, because it was the Terra that we got back was the Terra Xehanort that was called into the future through a... Wait a minute. A little different from what you said. But if Terra Xehanort was called into King... We really got off topic here, but that's okay. If Terra Xehanort was called into Kingdom Hearts 3 through the replica program, and Xehanort being able to call previous versions of himself from the past, then the Terra Xehanort is technically a replica. That's bending my mind. I got to think about that a little bit. That's blowing my mind a little bit. That technically the Terra in that Kingdom Hearts 3 that comes back in Kingdom Hearts 3 is in a replica's body? That's bending my brain. Anyway. Let's get back to it here. Xehanort said that when he came back, so did every other person who held a piece of his heart. As for Xemnas and Ansem, they are replicas. Wait, if Brain is Zigbar, then who would Lushu be? Exactly. It doesn't. The more you investigate it, the more holes you find. The story makes too much sense with Lushu as Zigbar. Again, when you retroactively look at all the things he said. Okay. All right. We just hit the hour and a half mark. I think we're going to wrap it up here. I don't really have anything left to say about Missing Link. We covered everything that we were given. We were given a lot with a little. Gave us a lot to talk about. But yeah, look, guys, it could be we may not get any Missing Link news until next year, or this could be the beginning of a whole marketing campaign where we get a lot of new stuff. Either way, it's all very, very exciting. I'll keep you guys up to date with all of these. I'll keep you guys up to date with all this news and updates and stuff. We'll keep podcasting, making videos. I've got an FF7 video dropping, a couple Kingdom Hearts videos in the works you can expect to see in the next couple days. But we are going to wrap up today's stream and episode here. This has been absolutely awesome. I had an absolutely killer time hanging with everybody here. Play the trailer. Wish there was a new one. I had an absolutely killer time. Gonna take like a week off podcasting. We'll do another podcast next week. Maybe next Monday. Just because we did back to back. We did one yesterday. We did a podcast Friday, Sunday, and Monday. We've done three episodes in the last 4 days. So I'm definitely going to let myself take a little breather. But it's been great. Can't wait to be back, talk about some new stuff. Always a good time hanging out with everybody. If you're hanging out with us over here on Twitch, by the way, thank you, Adrian and Dave, for those follows. If you're hanging out with us on Twitch, please join us. We're going to raid BioRoxxus, who's playing some Kingdom Hearts 3. So we're going to raid BioRoxxus over on Twitch. Everybody get into that raid. Going to be a good time. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. This was awesome. Love you all. A lot of love to the Sages, and major shout out to our new Sages. We'll be back, man, and we'll have plenty to talk about. Love you all, and I'll see you soon.